With the future of the world again at stake, it's up to Batman to put together a team of superhero all-stars to save the day. I'm Rob LaFrenz with a Rivet review of the new film, Justice League.
The world remains in mourning after the death of the Superman.
What we're seeing is a crime wave around the world.
And where is the Gotham Bat? The masked vigilante has been a no-show.
They said the age of heroes would never come again.
It has to.
It's not easy for the Bat, who, other than Wonder Woman, doesn't get the full support of his recruits, Aquaman, Flash, and Cyborg, until the threat becomes clear.
We have to be ready. You, me, the others. There's an attack coming. From far away.
Not coming, Bruce. It's already here.
Justice League picks up where the, I think, underappreciated Batman v Superman leaves off. This movie was in turmoil well before its release date, when director Zack Snyder had to leave midway for family reasons, but it still follows his dark and brooding vision, which weighs so heavily on the characters, making it impossible for them to overcome. And just because there's not a lot else to compare it to, DC needs to take a few pointers from Marvel. The Avengers succeeded because the characters were established in their own films before making their ensemble debut. And because of that, the characters, script, and plot are allowed to breathe and tell one story, and all are free to be themselves. Justice League struggles with having to tell three origin stories for Aquaman, Flash, and Cyborg. Battling the villain became secondary. And speaking of villain Steppenwolf, what a lame character and an even lamer story. Mother boxes? Give me a break. It's not all doom and gloom. I can't wait for the Aquaman movie after Jason Momoa's performance as the Man from Atlantis.
If the fight comes, we'll need you.
Don't count on it, Batman.
Why not?
Because I don't like you coming here, digging into my business, getting into my life. People from Atlantis tell me do this.
Now you say do that.
I want to be left alone.
Cyborg turned out to be a super interesting ad. Along with a lot of great quips, he leaves you wondering, he's good, but could he turn bad? And yeah, he could. And Gal Gadot is excellent again as Wonder Woman. I'm still on the fence with Ezra Miller as Flash, and it has to be said, Ben Affleck is a terrible Batman and a worse Bruce Wayne. He still seems so uncomfortable with the character and honestly a bit of a joke when he's in the Batsuit. Technically, it looks like the other DC flicks, heavy on the CGI and very whitewashed and pale. And I'm not going to even get into the comparisons between Justice League and Avengers Age of Ultron or Justice League's most ridiculous plot point. And for that, I give Justice League 3 stars out of 5 on the Rob rating scale. Justice is not served for DC's best and coolest heroes. I'm Rob LaFrenz. This is Rivet, and I'll see you at the concession stand.